Oh, welcome home, husband. Please forgive me. I was practicing the piccolo, and I must have lost track of time. I didn't hear you come in. No, it's not okay. I should have been waiting patiently at the door in order to greet you when you arrived after a long day at work. It's one of the many duties I must fulfill as your wife and the future mother of your child. It might seem trivial to you, but I hold myself to very high standards. There's no excuse for my insolence, and I would gladly accept any punishment you wish to. I see. Fine then. Thank you for overlooking my mistake. But if you should wish to punish me at a later time, I would completely understand. Now then, how was your day? Were there any problems at work? Perhaps your employees have been causing trouble for you once again. If you have any pent-up aggression that you wish to take out on someone, I will gladly. No? Work went perfectly today? Well, isn't that wonderful? I'm glad that everything's going so well for you. As for me, I spent the day working very hard for you, as always, my husband. I cleaned the house from top to bottom. I did all the laundry. And of course, I've begun preparing a wonderful dinner for you. Oh, it's no trouble at all, my dear. I know you said you would take care of the housework yourself, but as I've said on multiple occasions, it's my duty as your wife to cater to your every need without question. I'm more than happy to perform whatever tasks need to be done around the house. Yes, I know that I am pregnant. The bulge protruding from my abdomen makes that quite obvious, but that doesn't mean I expect you to wait on me hand and foot. We each have our own responsibilities as husband and wife, and I refuse to ignore my responsibilities as the lady of the household just because a new life is growing inside of me. That's right, husband. A new life is growing in me. A life that you put inside of me. You were the one who finally conquered me, defiled me, and impregnated me. You marked me, both inside and out, my widening hips, swelling breasts, and stretched marked belly are proof of your victory over my pale and slender body. Even after this child is born, the lingering scars of your wicked deed will remain, forever branding me as a testament to your triumph. You are the man who managed to tame the unpredictable Wednesday Adams and turn her into a submissive, barefoot and pregnant homemaker. You put a baby in my belly and a ring on my finger. You own me in every sense of the word. And now you are free to do whatever you want with this submissive, pregnant body of mine. As your dutiful housewife, I have no choice but to obey you, no matter what dark or twisted thought might pop into your head. What's the matter? Don't pretend that everything is okay. You have been acting strangely for the past few weeks, and I, for one, am starting to get annoyed. Ever since you found out I was pregnant, you have been acting so gentle, so caring, and increasingly attentive to my needs. To be honest, the whole thing is just quite sickening. You don't even beat me anymore. Have you stopped loving me? You say that you love me with all of your heart. Well, you have a funny way of showing it. doing housework for me without my consent, refusing to discipline me when I clearly act out of line, and constantly pestering me by inquiring about my well-being? What happened to your passion? What happened to the fire I used to see in your eyes? What happened to the man who would strap me to a wall and ravish my body until I was nothing more than a limp, quivering mess hanging lifelessly from my shackles like a marionette? What happened to the man I married? Ugh! You're afraid of hurting me now that I'm pregnant? Are you serious? Husband, I have told you time and time again, I'm not some innocent flower that will break the moment she is touched. I'm not some pretty trinket looking to be worshipped. I don't want to be handled delicately or gingerly, and I am more than capable of withstanding any type of abuse that you wish to dole out. Yes, I know you only want what's best for me and our child, and I really do appreciate that. But you have to understand that even with this child growing inside of me, I'm still the same woman you married. I have the same wants, the same needs, and the same desires that I always had. I need it rough. I need it to hurt. I need you to leave marks on my body that will take days to heal. Take me, husband. Ravage my defenseless pregnant body. Prove once more that you own me, that I still belong to you. Show me the man who stole my virginity, the man who conquered my pale and slender body and claimed me as his property, who forcefully, violently, and painfully defiled me, robbed me of my virtue, corrupted my purity, and transformed me into a loyal and obedient housewife. To put it simply, my dear husband, I need you to fuck me like the needy little slut that I am. Oh! Yes! Very good, husband! Manhandle me! Grab me by the neck! Force me to submit to you! Oh, that's right. Ravage my defenseless body. Strip me naked. Tear my clothes off and use my body as your plaything. Yes! There you go. There's the passion I remember so fondly. That's it. Force me to my knees. Make me crawl like the worthless tramp that I am. What's this? You want me to service your manhood? With my mouth? You've never asked that from me before. I must say I'm a little surprised. My goodness, you remember it so hard. It's this veiny shaft. It's just throbbing in my soft, delicate hands, growing larger and more frightening the longer I stroke it. It's as if your cock is roaring at me, demanding I submit myself to it. Do you really want this? Do you want your pregnant wife, the future mother of your child, to debase herself by getting down on her knees and sucking your cock like some common whore? You do. Well, in that case, it will be my pleasure. Are you enjoying yourself, my dear husband? Do you like it when your obedient wife runs her tongue along your throbbing shaft? All the way from the base of your cock to that beautiful, bulging head. How does it feel, my love? How does it feel to look down and see your pregnant wife, Wednesday Adams, sucking your cock as she stares back at you with shameless devotion, her black lipstick leaving a ring around the base of your shaft as she takes your cock as deep as she possibly can. Dear God, I love choking on my husband's cock. It makes me feel so humble, so obedient, so domesticated. I don't think I've ever felt more like a housewife than I do at this very moment. On my knees, naked, sucking my husband's cock as his child grows in my belly. This is what it truly means to be a homemaker. Well, husband, what do you think? Is my performance satisfactory? Oh, husband, so rough. You aren't even going to wait until we get to the bedroom. You're just going to defile my body right here in the parlor? How barbaric. Bending your wife over the arm of the sofa and taking her like some kind of animal as if she was nothing more than a common bitch? I love it! Take me, husband. Ravish my sex. Violate the very core of my being and leave me as nothing more than a quivering mess splayed out on our living room floor. Oh, yes, my dear husband. Your cock, it's absolutely incredible. The way you throb and pulse inside of me as you stretch the walls of my warm, wet pussy. I fucking love it. What was that? You like it when I talk dirty to you? I see. I suppose hearing your normally humorous wife gasping and moaning like a cheap whore would be quite thrilling. Well, how about this then? Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Fuck my cunt with that thick, fanny cock of yours. That's right. I want it. I want you to fuck me hard and deep until you come inside of me. Deep inside of me. I want you to pump every drop of your seed deep into my pregnant belly. Fuck, this cock is amazing. It's absolutely destroying my defenseless pussy. It's as if my body has no choice but to submit to yours, my master. Oh, God. Oh, so good. So good. I love it. I fucking love it. This is it. Oh, this is what I wanted. Oh, this is what I needed. To be fucked. To be humiliated and defiled. To be forced to submit to you, my husband. And I do submit. I surrender, please. Come for me, my darling. Come for me as I humiliate myself for your enjoyment. Allow this pathetic
pathetic, broken woman to orgasm on your magnificent manhood as you conquer her dripping pussy. That's it, my love. Ruin me. Break my pussy. Ravish my sex. Cripple my fucking gunt. By the Seven Hills, I can't remember the last time I've been so thoroughly ravished. Oh, my body is still shaking from the earth-shattering climax. You are the only one capable of violating me so beautifully. Every time you defile my body, I can feel your love thrusting deep inside of me, and I am so grateful for the unabashed pleasure I receive every time that we make love. Absolutely magnificent. What was that, my husband? Yes, I did forget to greet you at the door today, but you said that it wasn't a problem. I see. Upon further consideration, you feel it necessary to punish me after all. Oh dear, how awful. I guess I have no choice but to accept whatever punishment you think seems fit. What was that? You want me to collect my entire wardrobe and lock it away in the attic tonight? I don't understand. Until the baby arrives, I'm not allowed to wear any clothing whatsoever, not even shoes or underwear. You want me to perform all the housework and chores around the house, completely naked? From now on, when I greet you as you enter the front door, I must do so naked, on my hands and knees, ready to kiss your feet. And if I ever forget again, you'll make me wait for you on the front porch so the entire neighborhood can see? Oh, husband, how absolutely wicked. I knew you had it in you. Now that's the man I married.